this Friday, May 22nd, 2009. It's the Info Warrior. 3 full hours of news and calls, 866-582-9933. Want to kick it off with families of July 7th bombing victims fear they may never learn the truth. This is out of the Telegraph. And folks, this is just like the 9/11 cover-up. It took a few years to get the commission set up. They didn't want to do it at first. And then the whitewash through that lasted, I think, 12 to 18 months. And then they put out a report. Well, this one, they're saying that they may not even do a truth commission. The bereaved families of victims of the July 7th bombings have expressed outrage after being told an inquest into the deaths of their loved ones may not be necessary or could be replaced by a secret inquiry. And you could see that this was definitely about to happen because earlier in the week we reported that some of the police officers that were involved in the investigation, the initial investigation, were arrested on charges that they somehow misappropriated funds during the investigation. My money's on that they knew too much. They were going to give contradictory statements. They threatened these guys. They didn't, cow down to the threats. And now they're in jail. Let's read more. Andrew Scott Reed, the inner London coroner, has written to relatives of the 52 people who died in the bomb blast nearly 4 years ago, saying that a full inquest may not be required because a verdict of unlawful killing is inevitable. In the 5-page letter, Mr. Scott Reed makes clear that the inquests, which were adjourned in the aftermath of the killings, could simply be reopened and cause of death given. He says a decision to appoint a high court judge to preside over the inquest has already been taken by Jack Straw, the justice secretary, but a suitable candidate has not yet been found, and realistically, the inquest may not go ahead for another year. Mr. Straw dropped measures to hold inquests in secret from a government bill last week, but he added the ministerial statement that there was where it was not possible to proceed with an inquest under the current arrangements. See, they're trying to cover up the entire thing. I mean, give me a break. First of all, it's going to be awfully tough to cover up the fact that you're running a drill through Visor Consultants of blowing up the same 3 train stations at the same exact time. Very difficult. It's going to be difficult to cover up the fact that you said these associates that were involved with the 7/7 bombings, people who didn't commit suicide, you couldn't even convict them in a court of law. And, you know, kind of a nexus point here, we talked about it yesterday, but these 4 men in New York, just like was predicted by Prison Planet and really given away in the New York Daily News article yesterday, or the New York Times article, I'm not sure which one it was, that these guys were half retarded, they were petty criminals. They had they couldn't get guns. They had no idea to make weapons. They had no connections to any other terrorist organizations. They were recruited by the FBI. The FBI informants, they were the ones that were provocateuring this. And, you know, it'll be 2 or 3 years before we see a trial. And when we do see a trial, we'll see how many they can convict. They couldn't convict those half retarded people down in Florida, could they? You know, of course, those guys did not plant the fake bombs. They just got, I think it was fertilizer and some other quote-unquote bomb-making material sent to them. So, you know, I really do hope one day we can find out the truth behind 9/11, 7/7. And on the 9/11 front, you know, Cheney reaffirmed yesterday during his speech that he indeed was in his bunker about an hour before the Pentagon attack. Moments later, in the PEOC, that's the Presidential Emergency Operating Center, with Norman Mineta the entire time. And Mineta says that he gave some kind of an order and knew the Pentagon was going to be hit. But you see, the 9/11 Commission doesn't want you to know about it. They whitewash it. No, it wasn't there until 9:52. The Info Word with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933. Back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, The 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At The 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror, and pandemic kits, water storage, and self-reliant items, The 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Mr. Scott Reed said, if the judge decides that there is sufficient cause to resume the inquest, he or she will decide the scope of the inquest. If the decision is made that there is a sufficient cause to resume the inquest, then the inquest may be limited in scope to determining the cause of death and the circumstances in which each cause of death arose. So in other words, they'll say, well, they died from an explosion after their heart stopped, and that'll be good enough. Not who caused the explosion or why or what's really going on. Let's see. He said the judge may allow a wider investigation into whether the state failed to protect the lives of the victims in the style of the Diana inquest, another cover-up. But Graham Fox, whose son David was killed in the blasts, said he has made it clear that the judge is no longer obligated to take notice of our views, and that it was and that's what upset him. Yeah, basically, it's a big cover-up. Not a big shock, but it is a big old cover-up. And, you had to know it was coming because it's that same international crime cartel that carried out 9/11, that carried out 7/7, that carried out Waco, that carried out, let's be honest, these attacks in Mumbai, the Madrid bombings. You know, it sucks that these are the guys that are behind it, but it's the reality. It's where the evidence lies. Look into it. All right, let's take our first caller. Let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I was that the whole thing with the supposed terrorist plot in New York, no surprise there. Pretty disgusting, but no surprise.
Yes.
I was actually going to ask you and I don't know if you Alex would be down for this or not, but I don't see why not. I was actually going to ask you guys if you'd be willing to donate one of each of the InfoWars library to my local library in my town.
What are you talking about, the best of stuff, or are you talking about just an audio CD with MP3s on it? I'm not quite sure.
Like any of the InfoWars DVDs or any of the, you know, books you guys carry, just because, like, I was thinking about it, and this is my logic. I live in a college town. There's UWO right here. I'm sure there are a lot of, like, reports and everything that get done. So people are going to go to the library, right? And, you know, for all this stuff, they're going to go there, and they're going to just do keyword searches and shit for random topics. Well, here you go, keyword search, bam, now all this information is out there that wasn't there before. And that's a completely new side, you know, of that information that many people.
You know what, Mark, hit me up on MySpace, give me an address, and I will send you some DVDs from the back. You got it. No problem.
That'd be it, brother. Sweet, thanks.
You got it. All right, I'll talk to you later. Let's go to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, sir?
Oh, pretty good. Well, I just wanted to ask a couple or something, and then the first thing I wanted to ask was, have you heard of DCA?
It doesn't ring a bell off the bat.
It's a drug. Basically, there's a website online that they're running about it. It's an old drug. It's been around for about like 50 years or so. And apparently it was used to treat a genetic disorder in children. Mm-hmm. And, well, they found out that along with that effect, it also has a property that causes it to fight cancer. It's really, 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 really effective. The only thing is the FDA doesn't want to approve it for that kind of treatment unless they go through clinical trials. I'm sure you know how the pharmaceutical companies and all that.
Yeah, it's almost impossible, especially if your drug works.
Yeah, and they're trying really hard. There is some people up in Canada who actually picked it up. They're trying to fund trials. I know that they have already started those trials, but I haven't seen any really new interesting updates on their page yet. But I think I actually got a virus, so I don't have the old bookmark, but it's the DCA site or something like that. You can find it on Google. It's really, really interesting. It apparently is extremely effective. It gets people who are terminal and just going crazy, can't sleep, tasting weird stuff. It turns all their symptoms around. It gets rid of all that, and it makes their tumors shrink and stuff. So I just thought that was interesting. It may not be what you were talking about, but
No, I'll definitely check it out. Definitely an interesting call. I thank you for the call, my man. All right, some other news I've got in front of me. The Pope is getting hip and with it, Miley Cyrus style. No, he's not talking about the Cyberbullying Act. He's on Facebook. He's trying to woo the young believers, a la Jonas Brothers, I think. I mean, this is it. Facebook with the Pope, with Ratzinger. Could there be a scarier person on Facebook? I'm sure there could maybe be some creepier dudes, but he is really, I mean, he looks like the Emperor. Am I the only one who sees that? Is there anyone else out there? I mean, look at the picture they're using, too. Him out through the globe. Instead of, like, the black robe, it's the white robe, and he's got the little hat thing going on. You won't get an email saying Pope Benedict added you as a friend, and you can't poke him or write on his wall, but the Vatican is still keen to use the networking site Facebook to woo young people back to the church. A new Vatican website, www.pope2u.net. Pope2u. Jaron's like running into the back right now to go over there. I wonder, really, Jaron? I didn't know you were that religious. Has gone live, offering the application called The Pope Meets You on Facebook, and another allowing the faithful to see the Pope's speeches and messages on their iPhones or iPods. Vatican 2.0, here we go. The Vatican's World Communications Day this Sunday is devoted to communicating the gospel with new techniques. We recognize that the church does not communicate ceases to be a church, said Monsignor Paul Tai, Secretary of the Vatican's Social Communications Department. Many young people today are not turning the traditional media like newspapers and magazines anymore for information and entertainment. It is the cyber age, and the Pope is hopping on the bandwagon, surfing the web. Here we go, Pope style. Oh, boy. Recession turns malls into ghost towns. Well, you had to see this one coming. Without jobs and, you know, money and homes, and you're losing your car and your pensions, it's going to be tough to stay at the Shop and Stop. Malls, those ubiquitous shopping meccas that sprang up in the 1950s, are dwindling in number. Many struggling properties reduced to largely vacant shells. On the low-income east side of Charlotte, North Carolina, the 1.1 million square foot Eastland Mall recently lost a slew of key tenants, including a Dillard's and next month a Sears. Sales per square foot at the venue fell to $210 in two, in 2008 from 288 in 2001. The Metcalf South Shopping Center in Overland Park, Kansas is languishing after plans to redevelop it in an open-air shopping district fizzled. And a lot of these are probably going to shut down when they have to go green, too, just like all those other things. I mean, folks, the malls are just going to be one of the first things to go. Mark my words. It kind of sucks, though. Hey, whatever. No one wanted to listen. No one wanted to say, hey, they're wrecking the economy. No, it wasn't by design. No one wanted to stand up against the bailout. They all wanted to applaud Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity when it was tax day. Makes me sick. Let's see what we got here. U.S. aims to mend rich-poor climate split. The United States will try to persuade rich and poor countries to share the burden of fighting climate change next week with a big U.S. pledge to cut greenhouse gas emissions, likely to help mend ties. Washington will hold talks among major economies, including China, the European Union. Oh, the European Union. No, it's not about a Eurasian Union and a North American Union and a European Union. It couldn't be about that, right? India, Russia, and Japan. In Paris on May 25th and 22nd, or I'm sorry, 25th and 26th, to search the common ground on issues such as how to cut fossil fuel use and promote clean technologies. The United States wants tough midterm targets for developed countries to cut emissions, twinned with significant actions by poorer nations to slow their rising emissions. See, here's how it's going to work. All of a sudden, they won't be able to have what's remaining in factories in this country and other first world nations, and they'll further move it to third world nations. But in turn, they'll make them even broker because they won't be able to keep up with the emission standards. It's a big scam. I mean, oh my goodness. You don't think you're going to pay a carbon tax? It is here. It is on the way. That carbon tax will be in place probably before this administration gets out of office. Pretty scary. Pretty, pretty scary. And if that weren't scary enough, this is out of the Austin American Statesman, I believe. And right here locally in Texas, health department offers shots so low-income students can meet school vaccination requirements. You see, if your excuse, you just can't afford those vaccinations, don't worry, we got a free program to give your kids the delicious vaccinations they need to come into our brainwashing institutions. So come on down to help incoming seventh graders meet a new state vaccination requirement. See, seventh graders. Yes, to be 12 or 13 again, literally almost becoming a teenager and have new state vaccination requirements. The Austin Travis County Health and Human Services Department is offering meningitis shots at a clinic June 6th at its Far South Health Center, 405 West Stastny. The vaccines will be offered to students 11 years of age and older who are uninsured, underinsured, or Medicaid recipients. There is a $10 visit fee for students who are not on Medicaid. No one will be denied shots because they can't pay, the health department said. So it's like a suggested $10, but we'll give you the shot for free. Don't worry, as they smile and roll up their sleeves. Meningitis. How many people die of viral meningitis each year? It's got to be, you know, something on the most minuscule of all levels. How many people have gotten viral meningitis in their life? I do remember one time someone got it in my high school. Once. Yeah, that's right. Your wife did get meningitis, didn't she?
Yeah, well, she was like in eighth grade.
Oh. Did she build immunity? Can she get it again? Do you know?
I don't know, but I know it almost killed her.
Yeah, no, it is serious if you get it. But, I mean, it's very rare, Paul. Is it not very rare?
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right. We'll be back after this talking about mandatory delicious vaccinations for the kid. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, 866-582-9933.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And, you know, from talking about the new mandatory vaccination requirements for all seventh graders and above and the free shots they're going to be giving out at, Austin and Travis County. Oh, isn't that delicious? To this story off of healthcarerepublic.com, flu jab triples admission rate. Flu vaccination can triple the risk of children being admitted to the hospital with flu, U.S. research suggests. Dr. Avni Joshi and his team studied 236 children with influenza evaluated at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota over a six-year period. Oh, it's only the Mayo Clinic. It's only a six-year study, Burmis. Why do you have to lie to the people, Jason? Why can't you just tell them to take the shot and love it? The Mayo Clinic. Oh, no, not the amateurs. The researchers found that children given the Trivalent inactivated flu vaccine were 2.97 times more likely to be admitted to the hospital for flu than those who had not been vaccinated. The study set out to assess the effectiveness of the Trivalent inactivated flu vaccine in asthmatic children on the basis that exacerbations of asthma are known to be associated with influenza. Overall, a trend towards higher rates of hospital admission for flu was found both for asthmatic and non-asthmatic children who had been vaccinated. So that's everybody, folks. That's the whole nine. Dr. Joshi, who presented the findings at the American Thoracic Society's annual conference this week, stressed that the findings do not implicate the flu vaccine as the cause of the hospital admissions. Oh, no, it couldn't be that. More studies are needed to assess not only the immunogenicity, but also the efficiency of different influenza vaccines to asthmatic subjects. So, you know, the study right out in the open says that if you take the shot, you're three times more likely to be hospitalized if you're a child with the flu. The anti-flu vaccine, whether you're an asthmatic child or not. Does that sound suspicious? Oh, it's only the Mayo Clinic. You're not a doctor, Burmis. All right, let's continue to go to your calls. Eric in Pennsylvania, you're on the line. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
What's up, everybody?
It's on your mind, man.
I went to the mall today and was kind of dead, got to be honest.
Really, on a Friday? I thought everybody had money to spend because we're all getting bonuses.
Well, you know, there was a lot of, little girls and, underage girls and their little Daisy Dukes rolling around, but I didn't really see the stores full of people.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Economy's over, man. You're going to see less and less as gold shoots up. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I did see was a lot of people who worked in the stores just sitting outside the store, like twiddling their key around their finger.
Yeah. You know, getting ready to lose their jobs in the next couple months, believe it or not. They probably don't see that.
They didn't look to. Oh, and I just wanted to say this. Now that I think of it, I went to FYE and I found 4 Barack Obama posters. You know how they have the poster out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm surprised they didn't have the stand-up.
It was a picture of Barack Obama with his face, and it said, "Yes, we can." And I did, like, a little thumbs up. My friend took the cell phone picture of it.
It sounds like hot fire, Eric. I thank you for the call. You know, I forgot about this story, but we really do have to get to it. WHO urges hospitals to join climate change battle. See, the WHO is not only planning on vaccinating you to death. Oh, did I say to death? No, to life. Yes. Yes, they love you, but they're also going to get behind this globalist climate change movement that comes directly out of the United Nations. Hospitals and their emergency vehicles, which are major polluters, hospitals and emergency vehicles. See, we can't have a hospital. We can't take care of you because it just pollutes the Mother Earth too much. And emergency vehicles, they don't have low enough emissions. You're just going to have to take a slower, crappier ride to a different type of institution that's not a hospital where you die. That's basically what they're telling you. Must join the fight against climate change, the World Health Organization said on Friday. The health sector can contribute a lot to reduce the carbon footprint because the health sector in many countries is the second most important user and energy consumption is very high. The director of WHO's Department of Public Health and Environment told in a news briefing. The amount of energy produced by hospitals and healthcare centers is contributing to a growing number of asthma cases and more respiratory illnesses, as well as higher number of emergency hospital visits. Give me a break. The hospitals are causing the asthma? I mean, you can't make this stuff up, and now they're going to have to go green. And that means less healthcare for you and me, more death. Yay! It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Jason Burmes, we're going to continue to rush through your calls and go through this little news blitz that I have in front of me. Where did I take? Did I take my stack out of here? Man, I hate it when I do that. Did I do that? I might have taken my little stacker out of there. No. There it is right there. Let's see what we got here. So, yes, the war is going to continue. And check this out. Everybody's making this excuse. Oh, we can't shut down Guantanamo because we can't pay for it. Well, in reality, the Senate just approved a $91.3 billion war funds bill with no money allocated to shutting down Guantanamo Bay. Now think about that. If they really wanted to shut down Guantanamo Bay, do you think they could fit it in the, I don't know, $91.3 billion war budget that Senate just passed? You think we're getting out of Afghanistan and Iraq? People, it's not even bad acting. It's like, it's just terrible lies on top of terrible lies told to you by people you know you cannot trust inherently because they have not told you the truth ever, ever. Politicians don't care about you and your agenda. Politicians care about the agenda that will give them more power and resources, aka money, property, accolades. You know what? Let's take some calls. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the line. Yes,
Jason.
Sir. How you doing, Chuck?
Talk, man. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, I got a website here from a friend of mine here in Charlotte that has been, well, her child got autism right after second round of vaccine, so she's been fighting this stuff since 96. And the website is vaccineeducation.com, VaccineeDuCation. .com. Just want to get that out there, man. A lot of people need to really check this out and support her. She's all over the news and been on the news down here in Charlotte. And I think the big thing is we need to support all these other websites and all these things that are popping up and gaining a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? There's another vaccination story I haven't covered yet, and I thank you for the call, Chuck. You know, the HPV vaccination, Gardasil, they've been doing it to young girls, but now they're trying to do it to young boys. Yet again, this is PRWeb.com. Researchers at Roswell Park Cancer Institute in Buffalo, New York, are strongly advocating a national discussion about the need to vaccinate both young men and women against HPV-16 to prevent head and neck cancers. Oh, man. You know, so now they're going to get the young boys. Give me a break. Let's see. HPV-16, a specific strain of the human papillomavirus that is one of the most common sexually transmitted diseases in the United States. It is estimated approximately 70% of Americans, both men and women, will be infected with HPV at some point in their lives. 70%. That's like three quarters of the population. Do you get it? And, you know, a lot of people are dying of cancer, but it's not because of HPV. The types of cancer associated with HPV-16 occur mostly at the back of the tongue, in the tonsils, and in the soft palate of the back of the throat, according to Tom Laurie, MD and chair of RPCI's Department of Health, Department of Head and Neck Surgery. Over the past 10 years, members of the RPCI's Head and Neck Department have seen a threefold increase in the number of throat cancers they treat. Interesting. Let's see. There are more than 100 types of HPV, each identified by a number, but only 70 have been described so far, explains Popat. Some HPV viruses, including 16 and 18, are transmitted sexually, not just through sexual intercourse, but through any skin-to-skin contact involving the mouth, vagina, vulva, and, you know, you get the idea. I could go on. Oh, man. HPV 16 and 18 were previously identified as the cause of most cases of cervical cancer in the U.S. HPV has also been implicated in the development of some cancers. I mean, come on. It just goes on into this big scare campaign about HPV. But 70% of the population has it? I mean, come on. Or will be infected with it. Why are they not saying whether you can, you know, come back from it, if there's a way to get rid of it? You know, they say 70% sometime in their life. So, you know, I guess it must go away at some point. All right, let's go to Paul in North Dakota. Paul, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I talked to you about the 1,300 girls in the UK while back. It's just amazing. It's like, when did the doctors get in the business of killing people? I mean, one of the main headlines I'm looking at here today is a 66-year-old woman with terminal cancer is first person to die under Washington State's new assisted suicide law. And
they're very loving.
I guess if I was going to end my own life, I don't know if I actually need a doctor, but I just thought that was something to note. And also, I just wanted to say the grocery store by my house just closed down. Also, the gas station, the Starbucks. Actually, I drive to a different part of the city to get my groceries now.
Really? Getting that bad in North Dakota, huh?
Well, it's getting there.
Yeah. Goodbye, Mini Mall. I thank you for the call, Paul. Let's go to Antonio in Florida. Antonio, you're online. Yes, sir. Antonio, are you there? All right, let's go to Freeburger in Virginia. Freeburger, you're online. I love hearing myself in the background while I'm trying to take a call, and you're thinking to yourself, well, what's he doing, a number two? Oh, did I say that on the air? Go ahead, Freeburger.
Yo, Mr. Burmis, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I just want to give a shout-out to the crew who does your Prison Planet Live.
Okay, cool.
Feed. Yeah, I dig that thing. That thing's really awesome. That was cool the night you brought your dog in, and you know,
yeah, we have a little fun here every once in a while.
And you know, you and Alex rock, and I, you know, that's awesome. You take the time out of your life to do what you do, man, and I really appreciate that.
Well, no problem, man. Someone's got to do it. I mean, you know, I got another story here all about the genes and the new flu virus. Show it's not so new, and we'll get into that in a minute. But, I mean, it's just a ridiculous article all about how, oh, the swine flu must have been around, and we really don't know how it really got started, and it must have been lying dormant in pigs for years, but we can't really trace it back to pigs, and it's a very odd mixture, yada, yada, yada. Go ahead, man.
I kind of wanted to debate with you. I'm not defending the police who beat that unconscious man, but that was quite an impulse where they came in and just, I don't know. But
I would probably forgive them if it was one or two shots, but I mean, the guy is unconscious. It takes another...
I wanted to say, like, if you watch in the video, though, the guy in the van actually hit a police officer.
Hey, if you listen to the first thing I said as soon as I covered it, is that he almost killed a guy, and I'm not defending the guy at all, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he did almost
kill a guy. I mean, if you watched the other day when I was talking about, the first thing I said, as soon as he does it, I'm like, oh, he almost kills a police officer right there. However, he was unconscious. If it had been one or two shots with the billy club, one or two kicks, it wasn't. It was a beatdown on an unconscious man.
And real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I wanted to say congrats to the guy named Reinhardt who has the EnterpriseCorruption.com website for predicting our current downturn in the markets.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to give a shout-out to him, and I appreciate what you do, man.
All right, thanks, Freeburger. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Artem in Montreal. Artem, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hi, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I got you on the line, sir.
Okay. So I have a comment about how Alex Jones finally debunked a long-standing conspiracy theory about him. Because there's tons of videos on YouTube about how Alex Jones is a Jesuit because he never exposed the Jesuits. But on today's show, he did, in fact, expose the Jesuits. So,
well, you know what? Here's the deal. You know, it's very hard to find somebody who's credible who can actually talk about the Jesuit order, the Vatican corruption outside of the fondling of little boys, because the people who call themselves the main researchers are attacking Alex Jones as a Vatican assassin with zero evidence. And, you know, those things are kind of funny to me because there's a ton of rumors.
Funny nonsense.
Yeah, and not only about Alex, but now that I'm here, oh, my God, I'm getting viciously attacked on all these other Patriot networks, or I guess they're supposed Patriot networks. No one in the Patriot movement comes out of my mouth. You know, I don't sit here and, you know, dwell on other people and what they're doing, but people love to hate, man. It's unbelievable.
It is. And I remember one comment from David Icke, not that I believe in reptoids, but he said that the elites want us to hate. And it doesn't matter to them who we hate, as long as we hate someone. We might as well hate them. I mean, even that is serving them.
Yeah, so, you know what? I try not to hate. You know, it is a human emotion, and I hear what he says about that. You know, he's got the one, I am me, I am free, where he's buck naked on the cover of his book, and, you know, love conquers all. Listen, I think people have to get mad enough and realize what's going on and then use that anger in a positive direction, you know, direct it positively and turn that anger into something positive. Go ahead.
That's called righteous anger. I mean, we have to be indignated at what's happening, and we have to resist, and we have to stand our ground. Mm-hmm. But in terms of hating, especially with infighting, when you caught one person in the Patriot movement making a mistake, and then you call them a Freemason, a Jesuit, a Zionist,
a reptoid,
reptoid pop tart.
My favorite arguments on that are the ones that, like, you know, it's like a little bit of a pixelated video, and then all of a sudden, like, something pops up on someone's head because of bad compression. It's like, there it is, his eyeball. Didn't you see it? He was morphing right. That slimy lizard bastard. I thank you for the call, Artem. All right, let's jump to Jerry in California. Jerry, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yep.
Hey, did you see that video on the Muslim population growing throughout the world?
No, I have not seen it yet.
Okay, they go on to say that in order to maintain a population, just maintain it, not grow, you need a population of 2.11. And then, like, we're in the United States right now, we're at 1.6. And then they go on, this video is pretty good. It's done, but it's on YouTube anyway. I can send it to you. I think I did, but,
Is it about population sustainability? Is it that sort of video?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one.
Okay.
You seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that. I don't think that particular one. I've seen different videos on population sustainability, but to be honest, I didn't really go through my MySpace as much as I wanted to. I got like 70 emails today. I went through about 35 of them on top of my Facebook I conquered, but I got an exceptional amount in the last couple of days for some reason. Go ahead.
The part I kind of was fascinating out, the local population, I don't care if it's Hispanic or if it's Jews that live in the United States, mm-hmm. their growth rate is, you know, they're only having 1.2 or 6 children,
mm-hmm.
okay? But the Muslims are having 8 children, and they went on to show that 20 years ago, I guess it was, whatever the number was, they had 100,000. Now they have 8 million.
On top of that, you know, if you're a devout Muslim, you don't believe in birth control. You know, it's just like, you know, if you were a devout Catholic and you don't believe in birth control, that's why, I mean, I look at my mom's family on her side, and, you know, they're Catholic Italians, and I've got 7 aunts and uncles, you know. I mean, that a family of 8's not that big a deal on that. You know, I look at the other side of my family, I got 1 aunt, you know, and they weren't quite as religious, I guess. But I think religion plays a huge role in that, and, you know, they're encouraged to have these large families. I guess we just can't kill them quick enough, according to the U.S. military. We can't carpet bomb them enough to stop the population explosion.
Can I bring up one more topic?
Sure.
Or do you have too many?
No, I got you. Let's hear it.
Okay, I was listening to Coast to Coast, and they were talking about the songs they've been using for Wake Up for the space shuttle and mm-hmm. for space station.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying they were songs that were right out of Star Wars and, the other programs.
Okay.
And then they went on to talk about, the planet, the one they all want to go to, you know, Mars.
Sure.
How they sent up this their probe, and how they got the sample of gases, 1,000 degrees in an oven, and they got the gas from it. And so they're killing Martian life. Now they're not telling us how they're doing. They're getting samples.
Well, I'd have to look into that more. I'm not quite sure. I know that there's a space mission going on. I don't know much beyond that. I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and they had the crew on the television, and the woman had her hair poofy. That's all I know right now. I thank you for the call, Jerry. Yeah, I don't know it all. I don't follow everything. I try to follow as much as I can from the news wires and whatever, but I kind of lost him. Did you lose him at the end there too, Paul? I was like, he was talking about space samples and, you know, temperatures and how they were able to get stuff from Mars. But I know they've had like Land Rovers there. I didn't know that, you know, they were on recovery missions and bringing them back to big space stations. I'm out of the loop. I'm out of the NASA loop for the most part. You are as well. Yes.
No, I knew about that.
Oh, you did know about that, actually?
Yeah, I'm all about the stars. You know, we've had plenty of cosmic conversations.
All right. Let's go to Zach. Or no, I'm sorry. It's Seth in New York. Seth, you're on the line, sir.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for waking me up. Loose Change, really, that was the linchpin for me, man.
Cool, man.
But these two guys in the Bronx, when was it, yesterday or was it today?
2 days ago now, yeah.
Who supposedly wanted to blow up. What did they want to do?
Apparently they were going to blow up 2 synagogues, 2 Jewish temples, and they were also, and they were also going to shoot a plane out of the air with a rocket launcher.
Oh my God. Does this have anything to do with that meeting in Greece that just ended?
You know, I don't know if it necessarily has anything to do with that. I can tell you this. They admit in the New York Times article or Daily News article, they had no connections to any other terrorist organizations, groups, or cells. So they were, the 4 guys were, you know, the only guys who were in on this plot. 2, they were all petty criminals. 3, they all had borderline retarded IQs, okay? 4, they couldn't even get guns, man. They couldn't even get guns. The FBI informants are the ones that made the fake bombs. They could have never got explosives materials. They provocateured this into existence to, you know, fearmonger the terrorist threat one more time.
Along with those jets that flew over a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, with the Air Force One photo op. You know, they did show one photo about that. I don't know whether it's real or not, but the White House did actually release one photo of Air Force One in front of, what is it? I guess it was the Statue of Liberty. But then again, why did they have to fly it through downtown Manhattan? I mean, you could fly it over Ellis Island and around Ellis Island without causing a massive citywide panic. Oh, Jason Burmes, psychological warfare doesn't exist. Seth, I thank you for the call, my man. We're going to go to Zach, Kevin, Kurt, and more. The call line is 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months. And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We're going to go to Zach, Kevin, Kurt, and others, 866-582-9933. But first, I want to play this clip. We got a story up over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. LAPD implies owning guns is illegal. Meltdown of 40,000 pounds of firearms aimed at keeping illegal guns off the streets, yet most of the weapons were legal and handed in by law-abiding citizens who kept guns at home. A CBS News clip out of California was prominently featured on the front of Yahoo today, showing LAPD melting down 40,000 pounds worth of illegal weapons to prevent them ending up on the streets in the hands of criminals. and yet most of the guns shown were perfectly legal and were handed in by law-abiding citizens who had kept them in their own homes. The sheer gall of the propaganda shown here is staggering, because for anyone who doesn't have a decent knowledge of firearms, the clip leaves the impression that guns are illegal and owned by criminals, despite the fact that the vast majority of the guns being shown were rifles and pistols, all perfectly legal, and now it's time for Jiggity Jaren to hit the scootin' boot.
And our sister station CBS2 just co-sponsored the biggest gun buyback program in LAPD history.
If you're wondering what happens to all those weapons, they're actually melted down.
Yeah, KCAL9's Stacey Butler is live to give us an inside look at that whole process. Hi, Stacey.
Sharon, hey, for right now, security reasons, we can't tell you exactly where we are, but that's because this smelter where we're at melts thousands of guns every year, so security is very tight. In fact, earlier today, SWAT team members were out here guarding a caravan of trucks that were delivering almost 2,000 guns off the streets of Los Angeles and now into the smelter.
This is an assault weapon.
An exclusive look behind LAPD's biggest gun buyback program ever.
I expected maybe 500. We got 1,700.
1,700 rifles.
This is very dangerous. Commonly referred to as a street sweeper.
And guns.
This is a semi-automatic 9mm.
Unlocked.
The first thing we do, rack it, check it to make sure that it's empty.
And loaded.
Okay, we're set.
Onto truck after truck. As a platoon of LAPD SWAT team stands guard. Every weapon you see was turned in during LAPD's first anonymous buyback program.
They were dropped off, no questions asked. It's not just criminals, but people have them in their homes that really didn't want them. That's where you get the kids accidentally shoot themselves.
Carefully delivered to a smelter. Over 50 miles away.
We check all the weapons to make sure there's no batteries, no lead. And no ammunition.
This is where the guns are melted down. A scrap bucket like a clamshell drops all of the weapons into a blazing hot furnace that's running at 3,100 degrees Fahrenheit. Weapons that could have ended up in the hands of criminals are melted down into rebar for construction projects all over the Southland.
We're taking illegal weapons off the street and put to a better use.
16 police
all right, that's
all
enough of this clip. I'm done with that cute girl in the hard hat. Anyway, folks, give me a break. First of all, the cops in a lot of the cases are the criminals, especially in Los Angeles. Oh, there's no corruption in the police department in Los Angeles, Jason. That's fairy tales. So off the bat, the majority of the criminals, listen, not like there's not gang crime and actual criminals in California. But you know, who helps them run the drugs? Who are the ones that put illegal weapons on the street? Rogue police officers. So you're telling me all the automatic weapons are there? Give me a break. And to show you that, you know, pistols and shotguns and rifles are illegal is just ridiculous. We're going to come back, take your calls at the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, prisonplan.tv, infowars.com.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
All right, folks, we are back.
Tonight's the test.
Let's kick this segment off with Zach in New York. You're on the air, sir.
Yes, sir. Who was that that you just came out of a break with?
Oh, that right there is Tom Morello. That's the live album, Axes of Justice. There's about five tracks. That's called Until the End. It's actually rather excellent. There's a lot of actually great songs on that live album. And Tom Morello now has two separate albums as that. They're all acoustic. They all sound great. It's called One Man Revolution and The Fabled City.
Okay, I had no clue. But, you know, I don't know how to say it. I just respect you guys and whatever. But Alex is really confused about the term pedophile and child molester.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? There's quite a difference between a person who is attracted to something and somebody who is actually, you know, raping children, you know.
Yeah, but do you really think that a child in that case has... Look, to me,
no.
Who's over 18, whether or not it's consensual... Yeah, but still,
no.
Listen, to me, anybody who's over 18 and you're having sex with a minor, you know, I would say, you know, 18,
no.
I'll even let it slide to 15 or 14, whether it's consensual or not, it's
not
pedophilia.
I'm talking about a psychological term. You know, I've taken college courses. The term pedophile has nothing to do with what you actually enact. It's a term of attraction. Mm-hmm. A child molester is the same as a rapist. It's somebody that goes and does those things. But a pedophile is not a person who commits a crime. It is a child molester is the crime. You know, if I was a necrophile and I went and was attracted to that and I went digging up graves, then I would be a criminal. But my attraction is not the crime.
Well, to me, I got to tell you, Zach, and I thank you for the call. It's apples and oranges to me, brother. It really is apples and oranges to me. I mean, look, the bottom line is if you're having sex with children, I think that's pedophilia. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm misguided, but I don't know. Not my thing. Anyway, let's go to Kevin in California. Kevin, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Jason, just want to say thank you for doing what you do. You're fantastic at it, and keep it up.
Thank you.
And secondly, 2 days ago, you had a call from Manuel from We Are Chain San Francisco talking about confronting Richard N. Haas about the Bilderberg Group.
Yes, I do remember that.
All right, so just wanted to give you an update. The video is now up.
Okay.
That was me and him who, just to tell you how it went down, basically he started giving his book signing. So I went up there, you know, and I wanted to catch his attention, so I'm literally a foot away from him. I say, you know what, thank you for coming out, shake his hand. And I say, you know what, I'm a very concerned, you know, U.S. American citizen. And when he sees that I'm a concerned, I feel scared, in the video you can actually see his knees shake like a little schoolgirl. He just seems so excited and giddy to get off on seeing, you know, the public so scared and, you know, that they're manufacturing this. But the second I say Bilderberg, he actually throws up his hands like an immature little kid, and then refuses to make eye contact as I elaborate how I feel U.S. sovereignty is being threatened by meeting in secret with royal family and bankers. If you're on Google, just Google Richard Haas confronted Bilderberg Group.
Mm-hmm.
Or just go to my YouTube channel. It's Truth is Key 911. That's one word. You can see the video there.
Truth is Key 911 over at YouTube. I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Kurt, Stephen, Papillon, Brian, and more, 866-582-9933. You know, pedophile, child abuser, if it's sexual, I don't know if there's a difference. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll be back after this. This is the Info Warrior.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
All right, we are back. Info Warrior. This Friday night, hopefully people have some bigger plans than just listening to my radio show. I know I certainly don't, but tomorrow, little UFC. Big fights tomorrow evening. Yeah, maybe the guys are actually going to come out. Maybe the board ops are going to live it up and not give a what, huh? Huh, Jaron? Anyway, before we go to Kurt, Steven, and others, I want to thank one of my great sponsors, MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. This is a power generator, 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of a disaster or outage. And, of course, it can supplement power for other things like your light, your living room. Somebody like me who only spends about $40 a month on electricity, you can pretty much run it all. I know. Well, I'm never home, Paul. You know, I think about it. How often do you see me here? You know what I'm saying? I'm always here. This is my life.
Bills on electric bills.
877-327-0365. Help yourself get off the grid right now. MySolarBackup.com. All right, let's go to Kurt in Colorado. Kurt, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to mention something to everybody, especially in Denver, I guess. With everything that's going on with the swine flu, I noticed these billboards going up to promote the new Showtime show. I don't remember what it's called. What's the name of the actress, babe? No, what's the name of the actress?
Oh, Edie Falco.
Edie Falco.
Oh, yeah, she's anyway, the she's the broad from Sopranos, and yeah. She's a lawyer or in something else. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, sure.
So now every one of these billboards, and I wouldn't be making such a big deal out of it, except I'm telling you, man, it's like every 5 to 10 blocks you see one of these, and it's in your face. She's got this cold, weird look on her face, and she's holding a huge needle.
No.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes, yes.
Now, I'm telling you, man, these billboards are all over the damn place.
Well, I'm telling you what, they are looking to give you more and more shots. We've already seen it in the news. I mean, I just read where they're like, they can't wait to give young children free vaccinations under the guise of health with new regulations. And then you have the three-spot shot. It's still the featured story over at the InfoWarrior.com where they admittedly, and the Obama administration, and by the way, there were stories today that I didn't even print out where they said it would be even earlier. You know, forget about flu season. They want to get a jump on it 2 or 3 months before flu season.
Really?
It was in Yahoo News today. Actually, you know, type in Obama administration wants to get a jump start against the swine flu or something like that, or flu pandemic, and it will come up. So it looks like this thing is fully in place, you know? And for them to say that they're going to have 4.9 billion vaccinations ready in the next couple of months, and the WHO still poised to declare a pandemic level 6. Notice we never went down from pandemic level 5. I think we're still there.
Right now.
Yeah, we're still in 5.
How many people have died? Like five, maybe a half a dozen people? I don't even think that.
No, they said 10. They said we broke 10, but then again, they're lying about every single one of them that I know of. I mean, for the first one, they said that baby didn't die of the swine flu, had chronic illnesses. The second one was the teacher.
Washington State or something.
Yes, and then there was the principal in New York. Yeah, the principal in New York had gout. You know, he had they all have pre-existing conditions. Yes, he had gout. I mean, the guy had to walk on a cane sometimes. Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, now's a good time to read this, this article out of Reuters. The most complete analysis yet of the new H1N1 swine flu virus shows it must have been circulating undetected for years, most likely in pigs. Total nonsense. They said pigs are clearly a potential source of human pandemics. Remember, they still haven't found any pigs with this, and then they said magically, 3 weeks ago, they found pigs in Alberta, Canada. Yeah, in Alberta, Canada, after they said it originated in Mexico. No pigs in Mexico. They're also saying they're going to regulate pigs because of this. They're going to start really regulating swine. I mean, it's just very bizarre. They have to admit, you know, they even say it's a bizarre virus. They say, where is it right here? The researchers confirmed the odd mixture of human, pig, and bird genes is in the new virus, which has infected more than 11,000 people in 42 countries and killed 86. The WHO organization is poised to declare a full pandemic of the virus, which so far causes mostly mild disease in people. See, it says right here that they're still ready to declare level 6.
Mild disease.
The researchers said it is likely other odd mixtures are infecting pigs, but simply have not yet been seen. They sequenced the genetic codes of 70 different samples of the new virus from the United States and Mexico. They're saying we can actually determine where each of the genes originated, but then they're not saying. The new virus is a mixture of mixtures. It includes part of the so-called triple reassortment virus, first seen in 1998, that contains elements of human, bird, and swine flus. It just continues to go on and says, yes, you're going to have to take... Yeah, go ahead.
I got one more comment, then you can let me go. The first time I heard about this swine flu thing, the first thing I thought of, and I've been thinking about this for a long time with all these other newfangled diseases that are coming out, is where in the hell is this stuff coming from? We've lived on Earth for tens of thousands of years, and just now we're starting to see this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible. Impossible.
It looks pretty crazy, and I'm with you. I thank you for the call, Kurt. Let's jump. Yep, you got it. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, how are you this evening?
Yeah, hey, good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
Hey, before I get to why I called, which is the heels of your last call about the flu, I wanted to talk about that, too. I just wanted to address what this guy a couple callers ago said about pedophile versus child molester, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm addressing him. Dude, you said you learned this through psychology classes. Well, Sigmund Freud, the father of modern psychology, was a total pervert and an atheist. He had an agenda, and that was to promote his war against God, just like Marx and just like Darwin, if you study their history. But the thing is, pedophile, okay, first of all, law enforcement defines it as one who molests a child, okay, that's the first thing. But I also looked up that word. It's actually made up of two words, and pedo means child, file, P-H-I-L-E, means lover. Mm-hmm. So it's a child lover. In other words, one that sexually abuses and molests children. So, dude, quit drinking the Freudian Kool-Aid and get with reality, okay? I had a grandfather that was a child molester, including to my sister when she was 11. So stop believing the lies that are out there and start going with reality. Alex is not wrong the way he uses that term in reference to CPS and these other fools. And that's just
and there's plenty of CPS workers that get caught in district authorities. It's pretty ridiculous. I see it a lot in Florida, man. It's weird.
Yeah. Okay, about the flu, I want to recommend this to everybody that's out there, including you, Jason. One of the best ways that you can build up your immune system is to get regular chiropractic adjustments on your spine, because your central nervous system is the key to your health. And so if your spine's out of alignment, it's called subluxations, you're going to have problems. They might not show up right away. And I'm a testimony of that, because I, for years, had sinus and respiratory problems until I went to my friend, the psychologist, a friend of mine who is a chiropractor back about 5 years ago. And since I've been going to him, I haven't taken any medication for my sinuses at all. And I used to have chronic problems. But the reason I mention that is because this friend of mine, he puts a newsletter out to all the people that come to his office called Healing Hands. And I want to read from a couple issues ago what he actually put in here about the flu. Mm-hmm. It's, first of all, what's in a flu shot? The following is a short list of the many harmful ingredients in the flu shot: toxic chemicals, antifreeze, a detergent, a potential carcinogen, disinfectant and dye, formaldehyde, cancer-causing agent, aluminum and mercury associated with Alzheimer's disease, cancer, brain injury, and autoimmune disease, animal products, and three strains of virus. Do you really want this injected into your blood and with access to your internal organs? And then flu shot adverse reactions. The actual amount of illness after flu and other vaccines is severely underreported. This following is a partial list of flu vaccine reactions: neurological disorders, including paralysis, meningitis, encephalitis, trigeminal neuralgia, multiple sclerosis, ataxia, headache, disorientation, unconsciousness, bronchitis, bronchopneumonia, impotence, vertigo, noises in the ears, collapse, fatigue, and death. And then flu statistics. How many viruses are there? Between October 1st, 2003 and April 9th, 2004, the CDC, now this is the CDC, identified 863 different influenza viruses. Even if one assumes that the flu vaccines work, quote-unquote, for the three chosen strains, what about the 860 influenza viruses in circulation?
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, one of the stories that we already did tonight was they did this study, and they said that children were three times more likely to get the flu virus after they took the flu vaccine in both asthmatic and non-asthmatic children. And this was out of the Mayo Clinic in Minneapolis. So you're three times more likely to get the flu after you get the shot? Oh, sign me up.
Yeah, not to mention things like autism.
Yeah. Listen, I'm with you 110%, Stephen. I don't know why people are drinking the Kool-Aid. They should be refusing the shots, especially when they're so eager to give it to young children for free. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Papillon in Nebraska. You're on the air.
Hey, Jason. A couple different things. First, the other night we were talking about the kids down in Texas that were snatched. You wanted me to send you some stuff. I couldn't access your MySpace page. I sent it to the through the contact page at theinfowarrior.com.
Okay.
The appeals court said that the trial court had abused their discretion. That's how they got around using the jurisdiction word.
And what we're talking about is still this case with the polygamist family, right? Whose kids were just taken away on a bus.
And I got stuff on the gun meltdown and stuff.
All right, Papillon, we'll talk about that on the other side. We're going to go to Brian, John, and more. 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, back after these messages.
in the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
We are going to go back to, I believe we had, who was it, Papillon, Nebraska? That's what we're talking to right now. Papillon, Nebraska, we're talking about this polygamy deal. And basically, these people got their kids back after they were taken by the state. And you were explaining the precedent that was used, right?
Yeah, what the appeals court in Texas ruled was that the trial court judge had abused her discretion. They wanted to avoid the word jurisdiction at all costs because they didn't want to let the cat out of the bag that the state had no jurisdiction because there were no birth certificates or marriage licenses. But what I wanted to move on to was the gun meltdown. And at the basis of a lot of what you see going on over the last 45 years goes all the way back to 1963, the U.S. Arms Control and Disarmament Act signed by Kennedy. I believe it's Public Law 87-297, if memory serves me correctly. That bill, that law, authorized the Director of Arms Control and Disarmament. It called for the identification, reduction, and elimination of armaments and arms of all types. That includes Granddad's old single-shot shotgun. And it empowered the Director of Arms Control to use any federal agency or any agency possible and coordinate efforts to make arms control and disarmament both socially and psychologically acceptable. And what do you have? You've got the National Institute of Health saying it's a health problem. You've got FBI and other law enforcement saying it's a crime problem. They're psychologically beating down the public to accept it. And this all goes back to that act. I sent a blurb on this email to Rob D. and Aaron and posted a comment under the article on, I can't remember if it was InfoWars or Prison Planet.
I think it was Prison Planet, actually.
But anyway, there might be, a good article there tracing it all the way back to that act, because the wording in that is what authorizes the government to basically indoctrinate the public to give up their guns.
All right, I'll definitely check it out. I thank you for the call, Papillon. Let's go to Brian in New York. Brian, you're on the air.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, there's so many things I want to talk about, but, but the honesty that Alex has been going on for, and yet he's got a wall, and so do you guys, and I understand that you have an agenda as well as, but this pedophile versus what have you. The term does not mean child molester. It means an attraction to, as well as any other weird, attraction. But it doesn't mean...
So wait a minute. Pedophiles go beyond the attraction towards children sexually?
No. Not the term. The term means attraction. What you do, what the individual does. That is my
problem. Yeah, but attraction to what? Attraction to just children? Or you said it goes beyond that? Something else perverse? Or what's the deal?
What the crime is, when it goes beyond the attraction, what they do with that, that makes them the criminal. But the term, and again, just like you guys do, really, look into it. It's not the term that is the crime. It's what you do.
Yeah. Either way, I don't think I like pedophiles, even if they don't act on it.
I don't either.
All right. I'll check it out. Again, it's almost a non-issue to me. You got something else for me, Brian?
Sure, dude. It's Alex talks about it, for 3 hours a day using the term, and it shouldn't be. A child molester is a child molester.
Yeah, but here's the deal, man. These guys that are molesting children are obviously also attracted. Yeah, but they're also attracted to children, right? Or they wouldn't be doing it.
That doesn't mean, look, what if I was a necrophile and I wanted to run through the graveyard and dig up dead bodies and do whatever I wanted? How many people do that? Really?
I don't think there would be much difference with me hanging out with somebody who wanted to have sex with a dead body and somebody who has. I think I would be creeped out either way, man.
Dude, seriously, on a real level, the term shouldn't be used. Child molester should be used because that's what they're doing. Pedophile means a person who is attracted.
All right. Anything? Do we have any other news we want to talk about? I think we're swimming in deep waters here.
Well, it is deep, and that's the point. But Alex shouldn't be using it.
All right, Brian, I thank you for the call. Right. We're going to go to John, Joe, Art, and others. 866-582-9933. Who knew it was going to be a hotbed of pedophile conversations here on the Info Warrior this Friday evening?
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Anna Bligh's fluoride fiasco has descended into a farce, with the premier admitting everything the public had been told about the recent overdose was wrong. Mr. Bligh was last night forced to repeatedly apologize as she provided a third version of events surrounding the overdose of Brisbane water supplies 3 weeks ago. Yeah, they put way too much fluoride in it. People caught it. And now they're giving a third lie as to why it happened. Why did it happen? Well, they're trying to poison the public to dumb us down. That's the reality. And that being said, let's go to John in Canada. John, you're online.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good, man.
Yeah, well, I'll just comment briefly before I get to my point or the reason I called regarding the WHO. It's important to understand why they are threatening our humanity in this manner. When you get an influenza shot, they have to manufacture it beforehand. And as the caller articulated, the CDC is well aware of more than 800 variations, and of course it's practically infinite because it's a constantly mutating virus. But anyway, they're always right 100% of the time, and this is why they're threatening our humanity. They're fearful of a real man like me being able to isolate them with probable cause for criminal offenses and put them in prison for the rest of their natural born days. It's understanding they give us the shot, and then all of a sudden everybody gets that exact strain of influenza and people die.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they're 100% correct. They forecast it a year in advance, and they've been doing it for decades, and they've been murdering literally millions of people like this. And it's our fear of knowledge that get people to go, that's just that freaky caller calls in occasionally. Don't pay attention to his scientific understanding of what our real suffering is all about here. And the reason I'm calling, banking. Mm-hmm. Do we want to solve the issue or otherwise? I'm demanding all your listeners to pay attention closely. The bankers do not cover our loans, my friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're bailing them out is irrational. It makes no sense. It used to be they covered 1/10, then Chris Cox changed it to 1/20, then they changed it to 1/80, and that not. But it was just nonsense then because then they could just fictitiously create capital on their books.
Yeah, and isn't it just, like 1/100 now? And it's actually probably lower than that.
Yeah, but since the Glass-Steagall Act of 1999, none of these numbers really mean anything anymore because they're able to connect the capital of commercial banking with Wall Street shysters and just put it in one big pool. And the Wall Street shysters are total fictions. You know, they sell essentially just pieces of paper with words on them that they type themselves, and they say it's worth $10 billion, this piece of paper. Well, how could it be worth $10 billion? Well, my friend's going to give me $10 billion for it. It's your pension money he's going to pay me with it, and I'm going to buy a $10 billion piece of paper from him, and we're going to pay ourselves commissions. And the bank is going to go broke, all the money is going to be gone into our own personal private pockets, and the TV is going to tell us we got to bail them out. It makes no sense. It's irrational. It's called extortion, actually. It's a criminal offense, and we would very easily, successfully prosecute them in a court of law if people understood that that's the case. I mean, similarly with 9/11, I mean, you're clearly one of the greatest voices on the issue, okay? But still, we're lacking severely. Bush closed 9/11 investigations. Do we want to apprehend the bad guys or not? Because you just say that to a soldier. The soldiers are cowards to not demand the arrest of those who did us wrong, who committed capital mass murder in New York City. You know, the soldiers lie to ourselves, lie to their families because they're cowards. They go and kill these poor people in third world conditions. You know, I can't believe the stories that are coming out of the military just as of late threatening or saying the Taliban is so terrible for using white phosphorus. And we have them documented a million times to hell of them just indiscriminately bombing our families, our friends. For what? Why are you bombing Iraq? We had 100% complete access to go wherever we pleased without delay prior to the conflict beginning. That's the UN's official report, March the 7th, 2003. This is just before the bombing campaign began. There's no reason to kill people there. You can walk the soldiers in. Why do you want to, as the 3rd Infantry did, just shoot people at random? And when Buford Blunt, who's a Saudi Wahhabist commands the 3rd Infantry, when he was asked, why would you shoot up all these people indiscriminately? Like, if you remember the video footage, just shoot anybody in the car, shoot anybody on the street, whatever, just kill people. When he was asked, what are you doing here? He says, I just wanted to let them know that I was here. And guess what Buford Blunt's official job description was in Iraq? It was to guard Iraqi's largest weapons depot, Qaqa, Q-A-A. And he left it undefended for looting. The whole place was looted, and all those weapons were used to kill American sons and daughters because we have no real leadership. We have people that want to pretend that they're freedom fighters, but they don't understand these issues. We have to respect people who do. Elizabeth Warren, she's the top cop. She's the head of the Congressional Oversight Panel on the TARP funds. She says they're stealing. Well, she almost says that. That's the problem with all these guys. But she doesn't. She says that they're defrauding you. They're defrauding you today. They're committing a criminal act of fraud today. For every dollar you're spending, you're only getting 60 cents back in return. And the only reason she was able to find out that is she had to hire an independent auditor to come over and look at the books that she's been provided because she doesn't understand the banking issue that well, and she's just the perfect person, perfect pawn for that position. But she was brave enough and honorable enough to hire an auditor to come in. This is what their findings are. And it's not on CNN. They're not demanding the return of all this stolen money. It's, as you know, are well aware, you know, I don't even know what the total is. I know it's over $10 trillion. It's just gone.
I think it's like a $14.2 trillion publicly right now, and that doesn't include the $1+ trillion we took from the IMF in that the SDR units after the G20. So God knows what it really is, man. And it, great call. I appreciate it, John. It was a really good caller. I mean, he ran the gamut on the banking system. Yeah, they're criminals. They need to be held accountable. My only fear is that they're really just going to completely collapse and gut the dollar. And by doing so, Canada, the United States, and Mexico will be amalgamated into a new currency. Because if the dollar drops, folks, again, it's still the world reserve currency. Russia has dropped it as such. They're using euros. China and Brazil are on the way to dropping it. Another couple nations drop the dollar and it's over. We'll need some other kind of currency. Believe it. It's the real deal. Let's go to Joe in Alabama. Joe, you're on the line.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, man.
I just wanted to, first of all, I actually wanted to say that I really appreciate the availability of a floor such as yours for discussion, because I find it interesting, and I really enjoy that one of the major differences between you and Alex's show is that you allow more of a forum for discussion, and it's really intellectually stimulating, and I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, my show is just a bit more of a caller-based show.
Yeah, it's okay.
Just because, you know, number one, I don't get as many guests, and number two, you know, I don't mind talking to people all day. I mean, I'd rather, you know, talk to people so maybe I can reach them or they can check out my information or I can be enlightened. There is by no means am I the smartest guy around. I'm far from it. And anybody who tells you, you know, I have the answers to everything and I'm the smartest guy in the world, you better beware, because they have some kind of a, you know, ego trip, megalomaniacal problem where they can't see a lot of blind spots. I'll admit when I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah. You know, and I consider myself a bit of a philosopher, and I have some ambition for talk radio, and I've been thinking about pursuing that. But I also wanted to put in a quick word about the two guys that called up and argued, and you have to appreciate both of their opinions. But the one thing you have to understand when things like that happens is it causes a tension, and it's not good, because it's like that of the forums when somebody comes on and they say something about religion, and then the next person comes on and blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. That's not too necessary, but that's a good thing. Yet the first guy was trying to be correct in a literary sense, while the other was coming from a macho moral perspective, and you have to appreciate both of them. But my question for you is, I'm from Bama, and I just wanted to get your take if you watched the cops beating up that guy who got ejected from the car the other day.
Yeah, we actually did a report on it yesterday, and here's my take on it. As we showed the video, I said, hey, he did just almost kill a cop. He almost killed a cop throwing spikes down. Now, that being said, he was immediately ejected from a car that flipped over. All the cops saw the car flip over. He never moved. There was about 2 seconds in between the time that he hits the ground and the cops get out of their car and start billy clubbing and batoning him. If it had been one kick, one baton, you know, one billy club, and then it was like, hey, guys, stop it. It was not. It was at least 5 billy clubs, 2 kicks to the head, a few kicks to the body, some punches to the side of the head. The man is lucky to have survived the car crash. Yeah. I've been in plenty of car crashes, but I've never been ejected through a side window, which this man was.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, if you watch the tape, because I'm from Alabama and I've been pulled over a few times, and we do have, I think, we're a state with one of the best cops. I've had some nasty experiences with cops. You know, I was at a church once, and I wouldn't do what a cop said, and he, like, grabbed me by the belt. I was 14, and he picked me up and said, you know, I'm going to arrest you if you talk, and stuff like that. But, you know, the cops here, they're wonderful. But if you watch the video, the guy literally tried to kill the cop. I mean, the cop would have been dead. He would have.
No, he did. Listen, I, again, if you go and listen to my show yesterday, go check out the podcast, YouTube. Okay. Immediately when he did that, I said, hey, the guy did just commit, and he should be charged with attempted murder. There's no doubt about it. That was caught on video. That was an attempted murder of that police officer. However,
Well, I'm so happy that they fired those cops. That made me so happy. I felt good about that, and it was a good choice. And we have a strong officer working up there.
All right, excellent. I thank you for the call, Joe. Let's go to Art in California. Art, you're on the line.
Hi. I do have some comments this show is a real privilege, and the information is it is an info war, and there's a war on for our minds right now.
Yeah, there, you know, there has been for some time, but they are just intensifying all the programs towards, you know, globalization, eugenics, and technology. So right now, we really live in an interesting time. I know that, you know, time keeps slipping onto the future, but really, these news stories have doubled, tripled in mass. We see just an escalation in the wars around the world. We're not getting out of Afghanistan. We're not getting out of Iraq. All these robotics, they need to be reported on. All these mass vaccination campaigns, they need to be reported on. And it really does suck that there are so many facets to this whole thing. And it's got to be some, you know, little guy like me on a radio show like this telling everybody. But hopefully, you know, we can grow and become larger and we can bring more people into the fold and make this into some kind of a 24-hour news network to try to combat the mainstream media and their corporate lies.
Right. Well, I don't think it's about, you know, people calling and trying to make you a celebrity or, oh, he did a cool movie or, oh, he's got a cool show. I wish I was him. Or, you know, how you doing on the front lines here? How do you think you're doing on the front lines? You know, people, show some respect. Try to keep it real. Don't get so philosophical, you know, man. Mm-hmm. This stuff is painful stuff. You know, when you stub your toe, you get mad, right? This is way worse than that. I mean, people should be angry when they call in here, you know?
No, I agree. And, you know, we were talking to that other guy, you know, talking about love and fear. And, yes, you know, you shouldn't find yourself afraid. But when I first came across this information in 2002, the 9/11 stuff, and I was doing my own research, and then it expanded into the Alex Jones material, I'd have to be honest with people, I lost a lot of sleep. I had a lot of, you know, cold, sweaty nights where I would wake up and just be, you know, my heartbeat and I can't believe what's going on. But you have to overcome your fears. You got to be a man, you know, or an adult. I don't even want to say a man because, you know, women have to own up to being an adult as well. We can't just suck our thumbs, get into the fetal position and watch Grey's Anatomy and think everything's going to be all right, or watch House and everything's cool, or, ooh, Law and Order SVU was really neat. You know, we have to get involved, and we have to, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we got to come out of this fluoride haze and the pain of just seeing what's going on and realizing how on the brink things like, you know, your show and GCN. I mean, people really need to show some respect when they call in here.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate the call, Art. I mean, hey, you know, everybody's, you know, entitled to their own attitude / opinion, but, you know, I'm open to people disagreeing with me, taking an attitude with me. Just, you know, come correct, come with facts, come with actual information. I mean, we can sit here and, you know, argue about the meaning of a word forever. The bottom line is, to me, both terms are, you know, let's just say abhorrent. Both of them are, you know, not good. It's something I'm not into, something I think is, you know, inherently wrong and evil, if you will. Let's go to Matt in Arkansas. Matt, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
Well, I had always known that something was wrong with the world. I even voted for Obama. I was a big supporter. I, you know, wore his bumper sticker on my car. Shortly after that, it wasn't a week after he was in office that I just said, you know, something is wrong. He has already gone back on everything he said. Came across the Obama deception. It changed my life. Thank you guys for releasing that. Thank you for everything you do.
Cool.
I have a question, and then I'll hang up. You know, I am a little bit scared considering, you know, what I've learned in the last, you know, 3 or 4 months, and considering the threat that, you know, InfoWars poses to the New World Order. Do you guys fear them unleashing, like, the bloodhounds on you or us?
Well, we've had it happen, man. I mean, the bottom line is we've caught them censoring our videos on Google, on YouTube. We've gotten threats via fax, via phone from CEOs of large pharmaceutical companies only in the last few months.
Physical threat, considering...
Well, you know what? You're going to die no matter what, man. No one's going to live forever. You know what I'm saying, brother? And before I was doing this, I'm the main target. I'm a young man. Okay, I make less than, you know, especially before this, but even now, I make less than $30,000 a year. I'm pretty poor, you know what I mean? I am their guinea pig. I grew up even poorer. You know, I am part of the, you know, unwanted masses, the sheeple, the chattel. And, you know, when New York City was attacked, that was close enough to me. I'm an upstate New York guy. And just thinking about that and how many people were lost there and, you know, I guess kind of having an emotional bond with the buildings of the World Trade Center themselves. I mean, they were iconic. I mean, to actually be inside the World Trade Center as I was, you know, several times as a child and a young adult and be next to them and for what they did. That scares me more. It scares me more that there's a plan out there to put an implantable microchip in my arm if I don't do anything, and maybe even in my head. So to me, it's like I'm more scared that the entire population doesn't realize what the real threats are, what the real dangers are, and how close we are to these real threats, real dangers, real situations, rather than, you know, am I going to wake up tomorrow, or, you know, am I going to get capped for what I believe in, or am I going to get my brake lines cut for what I believe in? You know, I lost those fears a long time ago, and I'd be lying to you if I said they weren't there initially, man.
Thank you.
You got it, Matt. All right, let's go to Chris in New York. Chris, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Hey, man.
Yep.
Okay. Now, you're talking about terminology, correct?
I guess. I guess we were talking about terminology for a while,
sir. You said words mean things?
Sure.
Okay. So why don't words mean things?
What do you mean? Listen, to me, both terms, whether it's child molester or pedophile, and
how do you know that's what I mean?
Well, because that's the only time that we've brought up the terminology subject. Words absolutely mean things.
Cut me off.
Wait, no, I'm not cutting you off, man. What am I?
Okay, well, then cut me off and discuss it.
Well, Chris, I'm at the end of my segment here, man. I've got to pull you in. Thanks for the call. You're right. I will cut you off now that you asked me to. Thanks, sir. I mean, give me a break. All right, we'll come back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Just an unreal night.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey. I don't like cutting off callers like that or throwing them off the air, but I mean, being accused of cutting them off when I got 15 seconds till break is just ridiculous. And then trying to play coy with me about what the terminology means when, you know, we've already discussed it at length, probably wasted 15 minutes on the show about it. You know, I wonder if it's the same guy calling in. He already called in twice under two names, whether that was the third time, who knows. I want to take this opportunity to thank one of my great sponsors. This is the one that gets the most jazz, the most billing, I guess, over on the YouTube, because most people think, oh, Jason Burmes is smoking. He needs to quit. Well, actually, I'm not smoking. I'm e-smoking, electronic cigarette. I usually have the e-cigarette mini in my hands, but right now I have the Hunter Thompson-style original, and it's ecigarettschoice.com. Take a look. You just lights up, and there you go. And I got to tell you that the original one does, even though it looks a little bigger and it's very trendy style, I guess, it does have a little bit better of a pull and a taste. And I know that I'm tasting the original flavor here. It tastes more like a cigarette, in my opinion. ecigarettschoice.com. Remember, you can smoke them inside because it's not real smoke. It's water vapor. So if you're looking to catch a buzz inside of a bar or a mall, these things are legal and ready to use. If you're looking to quit smoking, yet another great tool. It's ecigarettschoice.com. All right, let's go to our next caller. Ryan in New Hampshire, you're on the line, sir.
Good evening, Jason. How you doing, man?
I'm all right, dude.
Good. It's good to see you out there doing the show as usual. I always like to thank you because I have a little TV show here in Manchester, and I always get calls, and people are so obsessed with just being really nitpicky and really just trying to pick apart the details when they're trying to ignore the bigger issues at hand and instead just attack you personally.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't even know if the person's attacking, you know, me, or they're just kind of defending themselves. Maybe, you know, this person, you know, has thoughts about, you know, little children. I didn't want to say that on the air. I really wanted to avoid that. But, you know, what else could we, what other possible reason could it be to defend it so hardcore? To me, somebody who wants to have sex with a child or, you know, fantasizes about such a thing is almost as bad, if not, you know, as bad as somebody who acts on that. But, you know, it's a side issue and something I don't really want to concern myself with.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree. You handled it well. Sometimes it's hard not to get frustrated on air. I have that same problem. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you if you're familiar with Edward G. Griffin and the creature from Jekyll Island. I'm sure you've heard about it.
Sure. I've actually had dinner with Edward G. Griffin a couple of times. Yeah. And I'm actually going to try to get him as an interview in my next film, Invisible Empire, to describe the roundtable groups and the, you know, CFR, Rhodes Scholar, and of the New World Order Control System.
Right. He does an unbelievable job in his books explaining how it started originally in great detail and also explaining how it works today. But I just wanted for the viewers out there, or for everybody that's listening, if you haven't heard of Edward G. Griffin, you should go on Google.
It's G. Edward Griffin, by the way. Just want to let you know.
Yeah, Edward Griffin. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
If you go on Google and look it up, I wanted everybody to look up A World Without Cancer, because I hear a lot of callers calling in and talking about health and all that stuff.
Yeah, he really goes over IG Farben and the cancer industry, the multi-billion-dollar cancer industry, and this is a presentation from the 70s, way back in the day. I think it's 36 years old now. I think it's 73. And thank God that, you know, people like G. Edward Griffin are still with us to pass on such knowledge, because he is one of the great intellects in this country and around the world. You got anything else for me, Ryan?
Yeah, I had a quote, if you want me to wait. So if
yeah, hold over. We'll go to your quote, then we'll go to Chris, Gage, Adam, Darren, and more. 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior. Back after these messages.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he make it right? To all those who lie here, know why they die. Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again.
The Info Warrior. Let's jump to our next caller. Well, actually, no. Let's keep our caller we had before on Ryan in New Hampshire. You said you had a quote for me.
Yeah, it's actually from Gandhi, who was actually he's a smart guy, and he had a really intelligent means of going about affecting change. You know, with his walk to the sea and all that kind of stuff. But the quote's really suitable for the times because he explained how there's a 4-step process. When you're trying to expose truth and affect change against whatever authority it may be, it's sort of applicable to any situation. But he said, first they ignore you, second they laugh at you, third they fight you, and then you win. And I think that's a really important thing to look at for everybody that's listening, because we have already gotten past the ignore stage, and we have also already gotten past the laughing stage. And right now we are actually engaged in the fight. And the next part is when we win. So I just wanted to point that out to everybody.
Well, thank you very much, Ryan, and that's a very optimistic view and a great quote from Gandhi. Let's go to Chris in Ohio. Chris, you're on the line, sir.
Oh, this is Chris in Florida. Yeah, okay. The place of battle has already been won, and it's just the enemies of freedom who haven't realized that, as a last caller just said. But Alex, I had a guest on a couple of times, at least twice that I remember. Greg Pound over here in Pinellas County, Florida, rescuemykids.com is his site, and he talks about the ordeals of his family and other families in Pinellas County and around Florida at the hands of the child-snatching pedophiles, febophiles, pederasts, and pimps in the government, and the difference there, and I'm amazed the first caller didn't finish her make the thought. I thought he was going to say, explain how a febophile is only interested in post-pubescent or pre-adult children or people, and a pederast is a man who has sex with a boy, and a pedophile is someone who harms a child in any way. So, you know, that's
all very deplorable, by the way, sir. Yes.
I know words mean something, but it's not that the distinction needs to be made all the time. It's going to take up a lot of newsprint. Anyway, on this website, rescuemykids.com, Greg Pound talks about this welfare worker was caught 26 times falsifying documents and put in jail, but his family is still on the run from the Child Protective Services or DCF, Department of Children and Families, he's a good example of what's going on here in Florida and trying to explain. It used to be Save My Kids, now it's rescuemykids.com. And I also wanted to make an announcement for an interview I'm going to have this upcoming Thursday on my show here in Pinellas County. It's Dr. Bob Bowman, and you can see his site at thepatriots.us, which you can find on my show site, and more information on him at liberationstation.weebly.com. Posts a lot of YouTube and videos from other sites that host videos. So, liberationstation.weebly.com and all the information's there. Thanks a lot, Jason.
You got it, Chris. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Gage in Florida. Gage, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Or was that just Gage? Oh, no, yep, you're on.
Okay. I had two questions, actually. My friend and I go back and forth on this. He wants to believe that there's, you know, something going on, but yet he criticizes me on where I get the material from, and I tell him I get them from the site, and it's all credible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you got to send them to the source. Well, we'll talk about it more on the other side. I'll hold you over. But really, send them to the source articles first. Forget about sending them to a Sirmation over at Infowars.com. Go through the source articles yourself. Send these links and say, hey, check out these sections. And then we can discuss it further on the other side. Also, you know, our films are mostly mainstream news articles and video clips with experts at the helm. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Right, we are back. We're talking to Gage in Florida about how to wake up his buddy and what source articles to send him to. And, you know, my biggest thing is to always send him to the source articles that we're reporting on in InfoWars. Video clips always work best, in my opinion. And, of course, our documentary films, which are backed up by mostly source articles, a.k.a. New York Times, Washington Post, that sort of thing, and experts on video giving interviews such as Webster Tarpley in Alex Jones's film. People like Bo Dietl, Joe Biden, trying to think who else, Ray McGovern, Cynthia McKinney, J. Michael Springman, just all these different experts. And that's usually how I would go.
Yeah, I had him go to, I had him actually watch the video you guys came out with about the New World Order. It's the one.
Endgame?
The book. Yeah, Endgame. That's what I'm looking for. 1.5 or something like that.
Endgame 1.5. You really should have given him Endgame because Endgame 1.5 is a little bit longer, a little bit more long-winded, obviously not edited as well as it was an add-on. But definitely get him to watch the original Endgame. And if he's, you know, doesn't know about 9/11, give him Fabled Enemies first and then Loose Change Final Cut second. I mean, that is full of source articles. Go ahead.
That's just the thing. He believes that 9/11 was, you know, falsified. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I told him about all the pictures and stuff they came out with. And, you know, they didn't see a plane hit the freaking Pentagon. But yet, you know, there's an explosion. And there are certain things that aren't damaged in the video of, like, the computer on one of the desks wasn't even fried. Mm-hmm. The desk is wooden, wasn't even burned.
Well, you know what? For the Pentagon itself, right now, there's something you could send him to do that has nothing to do with what hit the Pentagon, but why it hit the Pentagon in the first place. Dick Cheney is around giving these speeches, kind of doing his WWE politics thing against the Barack Obama administration. Well, during his speech yesterday, he admitted once more that an hour before the Pentagon, he was taken by Secret Service into the Presidential Emergency Operating Center. And he was there and knew damn well that a plane was coming into the Pentagon, according to Norman Mineta, the transportation secretary, and allowed it to happen. He had an MP come in three separate times going, sir, the plane is 100 miles out. Sir, the plane is 50 miles out. Sir, the plane is 10 miles out. And then he asked, do the orders still stand? Cheney says, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary? Well, if Cheney was aware of this, why didn't he warn the people in the Pentagon? They had no idea. He should be indicted for treason, and that should be the opening. He should be the one subpoenaed, indicted, and that's where the first 9/11 investigation into this inside job should lay, in Dick Cheney's falsified testimony. Go ahead.
Also, he wants to know, and he looks at the Drudge report, mm-hmm. and, you know, that has a lot of stuff on there from, different things, so, you know, around the world. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and we go back and forth on it, but the biggest thing that I'm coming across now is, if you've noticed, a couple years ago, when you come out of college, 50% of college kids had jobs mm-hmm. when they got out of school. Now, it's staggering. It's 19% have jobs now. Mm-hmm. Why would they do that if they want people to, in our world, want us to succeed and, you know, do well in this world.
They don't want you to succeed. They don't want you to do well. They want you to become dependent on the state. 90% coming out of college to pay off their student loans is great for the state because they just passed the Give Act, which radically expands the AmeriCorps group. And that's why you're seeing these City Year commercials all over the place. They want you to join a DHS program. They want you to join the military. They want you to join something that is government run. They don't want you in the private sector. And they know that you're going to have to go into the government sector because you're going to have to pay back your student loans from all the universities. They don't want an informed populace. You know, George Carlin really laid it down in Life is Worth Losing, where he says it correctly. He says, look, they want you just smart enough so you can operate the machines and the levers and run the businesses and that type of thing. They want you dumb enough so you never question authority in the government and what they're doing to you. I thank you for the call. Let's go to, who are we on now? We are on Adam in Nevada. Adam, you're on the line.
Mr. Burmis, I've been waiting some time. My phone died on the original call.
No, I saw. I got the Adam dropped in front of me. I didn't realize that was you back here. Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Burmis. The point is kind of lost now, but I'm still going to make it. And I certainly hope I don't get you in trouble for an anti-semantic comment here. Mm-hmm. But this pedophile child molester stuff has to end. There's real news going on here. And I already know that the English Defamation League is going to be protesting outside your office for broadcasting this. But it's all semantics. It's all wordplay. There is real news happening, and we're wasting time with this.
I agree.
I don't know if anybody caught CNN today. I'm not CNN, C-SPAN. I mean, hey, I'm 28 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting around in my underwear watching C-SPAN. What does that say about me?
Hey, man, I'm 29. I watch the C-SPAN. I'm not usually in my underwear, but, you know, I watch it.
I can't help it, Nancy Pelosi. Oh. Sometimes they put,
No, she's a little sex pot. You're right. She's unbelievable. Oh, there's a two-way
TV
there.
I kept me wired to my TV for ages. Oh, but I digress.
Okay.
Dennis Kucinich, mm-hmm. basically, and I'm going to abstain from the profanity, mm-hmm. but he basically lit Obama up.
Really? Finally?
About the car czars and the really? Whole destruction of America. He picked his words carefully. Mm-hmm. But he said several times that these are appointed, not elected officials overseeing the new automotive socialization going on here, and that they are actively trying to destroy America's production infrastructure to pave the way for cheap Chinese imports.
Well, that's true.
It is true, absolutely true, and it blew my mind to see it right there on C-SPAN.
You know, because, yeah, but the problem is it's on C-SPAN, it was at a hearing, you won't even see a blurb of that on CNN, on CNBC, on MSNBC. It was just like when Kucinich declared 33 articles of impeachment against the Bush administration, the last three having to do with 9/11, and no major media carried it whatsoever. It was a small blurb on CNN and MSNBC, the supposed, you know, liberal stations. And this was long before Lord Barack Obama had been declared our king. So why is it that when we have this supposed right-wing administration in and the left comes out with 33 articles of impeachment, the media doesn't play up on it? Doesn't seem very correct, does it?
It certainly does not. But I want people to be aware that the fight is happening. The truth is being spoken. Hell, a few months back, I was just channel surfing. I wound up on Trinity Broadcasting Network. Mm-hmm. And instead of spontaneously bursting into flames at the sight of a holy man, I actually heard some pastor on there, I don't recall who, giving the true rundown of the Illuminati as per the Myron Fagan documents.
Oh, wow. Now, yeah, there's a couple good preachers out there, a couple. I wouldn't say too many. There's a couple that got posted recently on my MySpace. One of these gentlemen was, like, not heavier set, but, you know, not thin, and he had some white hair, and he was talking New World Order before the Obama administration had come into power, but during the election, he was preaching a lot of truth, so I have to commend him for that. I thank you for the call, Adam. We're going to jump. Yes, I thank you, sir. Let's go to Darren in Canada. Darren, you're on the line.
Yes, hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment. This is to you and to all the listeners. Some people, like I listen to your show, Alex's show, a bunch of other shows on GCN, and some callers, you know, they ask, like, what can I do? I'm just one person. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give you an example of what one person can do. Just I'll be as brief as I can. At work, there's a girl there at work, and we sort of talk a little bit. And it got to the subject of the environment, and we traded YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. And it got to the subject where I brought up vaccination. And she was, like, totally clueless about it. Mm-hmm. And then I gave her a whole bunch of links to go to. And I let her listen on my iPod to a whole bunch of radio shows. Like, Jeff Rentz had a bunch of doctors on, Dr. Bill Deagle on GCN, mm-hmm. On Alex Jones. And it opened her eyes. Like, I didn't have to convince her of anything. It's like the truth just opened up her eyes. And I was talking, you know, to some other coworkers at work about this swine flu, and it's a bunch of crap. It's nothing natural. It's something that's seems
it's
like
a hype
bio
fest.
Weapon.
Yeah, it's a hype fest. It's a bioweapon. It's something that they want people to roll up their sleeves and take some deadlier shots for.
And yeah, and I'm talking to some people, and some people are like totally like they're in the matrix. It's like you couldn't. You know, you can present all the evidence, and you couldn't open their eyes with a pry bar, you know. But there's some people that are kind of like on the fence neutral. They're open mm-hmm. to new information. And those are the people that, you know, like people ask, what can I do? If you even, like, I feel like it's a magnificent feat. I talked to this one girl. I gave her a bunch of websites. I gave her a GCN website to listen to radio shows, mm-hmm. Alex Jones, Dr. Bill Deagle, mm-hmm. Your show, some other shows, and that alone, and I talked to her, I said, this so-called swine flu, it's going to get a lot worse in a few months, mm-hmm. and just wait till August, September. They're going to have the vaccinations ready for you. And
August and September, I think it's going to be even before then, sir, and I thank you for the call. Yeah. I mean, yes, we do have great individual power, and you can turn somebody onto this information a lot easier than you think by, you know, sharing websites, sharing YouTube videos, sharing DVDs that you've burned, being a little bit more subtle. You know, maybe not jumping down their throat immediately. We're going to continue to take your calls. Oh, we were just about to go to you, Craig, and you dropped. Jess, Bob, Jesse, and more, 866-582-9933. Back after these messages. Thank you, GCNLive.com, and thank you, Infowars.com. I'm the Info Warrior. Back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Some folks are born made to wait.
your calls as callers drop like flies and then come on back in. So wait a minute, he did come back? Okay, I see what we got there. All right, interesting. And we're going to go to those calls in a second, but I wanted to mention that Loose Change Second Edition and Loose Change Final Cut are over in the featured videos section over at Google Video yet again. So go check that out if you haven't checked them out before. Of course, Fabled Enemies and Obama Deception also on the Google Video. All right. Let's go to, I guess we're on, Jess is our next caller. I guess Craig must have dropped. But let's go to Jess in Illinois. Jess, you're on the line.
Yeah, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
It's Jeff, actually.
Okay.
But anyway, my voice is going out. Did you happen to catch the man cow waterboarding incident?
You know, I did. Now, does he curse in the video? Because I actually gave that video to my guys. They should have it over there to be pulled up. And I can't remember whether he curses or not. Basically,
I'm
for people...
Sure. I don't think he did.
Yeah, I don't think he did either. For people that don't know, tough guy, telephone tough guy, man cow Mueller with his big radio show and his cocky attitude. I've done it before. Of course, Jones has been on there on several occasions, has right. been touting that waterboarding isn't torture. I don't care what all these whiny liberals are saying, blah, 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 blah. Now, Christopher Hitchens, who did it to find out firsthand whether it was torture or not, he lasted something like 14 seconds. Christopher Hitchens, a journalist that I don't care for, that is, you know, one of these proponents of Muslim extremism being the biggest threat in the world, however, has taken on Henry Kissinger, done some good things. He lasted 14 seconds before he said, undoubtedly, this is torture. Mancow Mueller lasted 4 seconds, folks. The average is something like 8 to 10 seconds before you're begging to stop. He lasted 4 seconds, and here we're showing the video of it right now without the sound. Literally lasts 4 seconds, and he cannot even believe what's going on before. He's not even taped down. He's not.
If you notice, too, he don't spit out any water.
No, of course not. He's not even tilted up. You know what I mean? They didn't even tilt him back.
He's not even got the gravity flow. Anyways, I was just wondering, you know, he's always trying to get on TV or something. Mm-hmm. But I was just wondering maybe because... You know, here by Chicago, I used to listen to him before. Mm-hmm. Wasn't nothing else on, really. But he sometimes is smarter. And I'm just wondering if maybe he was doing that to keep it, you know, going as they're trying to kill, you know, the whole torture thing. I don't know. It could be. But,
you know, there's some things I agree with the guy on. You know, he's not he just like anybody. You know, I can agree with, you know, unfortunately, Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity on some things. But... They always
fall
into this false.
Yeah, you don't know where they're coming from, you know.
Yeah, they always fall into these false left-right paradigm, you know, things. And you know, Mancow, as nasty as he was to me on his radio show, you know, he was somewhat forgiving and even said that a lot of his callers and emails were telling them that I'm the man and this and that, and, you know, all this other stuff. But then again, I was a pre-recorded interview. So I don't even know how they chopped it up. They won't even let me get it live on the air in some places. But, hey, it's good to know the guy could only last for 4 seconds before throwing the emergency dowel, jumping up and having to admit it's torture. Because bottom line, waterboarding is torture, Jeff.
Right. Yeah, it's against the law, really. Another thing, did you catch the AP Pakistani military shows off captured Taliban base?
We got a Taliban flag, yeah! Associated Press taking over the units. Yeah, I did see that. Just more propaganda. Go ahead.
Did you see, though, it's supposedly 2 soccer fields big underground, right?
Yeah, right.
Look, I mean, it's just,
it's a comic book. It's comic
book. Yeah, they supposedly brought reporters there, and I just want to know who these reporters are and where the pictures are.
Yeah, where are the forget about the pictures. We're in the video age. We should have, you know, room by room tunnel exploration broadcast into our living rooms about the big bad Taliban and how they're stocking the weapons, and they've been able to elude us in caves underground for over 6 years. Almost 8 years now. We're almost 8 years deep in this, and we have the technology to see whether they're underground bases. We have heat-seeking cameras. We have missiles that go well below the ground. Don't give me this bull, this Johnny nonsense that all of a sudden Pakistan is our friends when, you know, they're supposedly where the tribal regions are hiding bin Laden. We know that's a farce. The Pakistani ISI is up to no good all the time, but, you know, we use them as a conduit. They're basically the CIA over there. No one will acknowledge it except for maybe Wikipedia that actually talks about how it was brought up through British intelligence and revamped through the CIA. We know the ISI funded the hijackers, you know, and then you got this Omar Saeed Sheikh, you know, knee deep in the Daniel Pearl assassination. Then Benazir Bhutto, months before she's killed, saying he also killed bin Laden. You know, Pakistan you know, is part of the Black Ops program until we demonize them further. But I don't see that happening because they're working arm in arm with that administration to bring in a Eurasian Union. I thank you for the call, Jeff. We're going to go to Bob, Brent, Steve, and others on the other side. It's the Info Warrior.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything, and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business. How would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
That InfoWars is now carrying the latest DVD, Reflections and Warnings, an interview with Aaron Russo, which is rather excellent, especially if you're just getting into the movement in the past couple of years. You haven't seen America Freedom to Fascism, or you have, but you don't know the man behind it. Well, go check out Reflections and Warnings. I think it's also available over at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, we're going to skip one of the callers. Bob in Wisconsin, hold over, but we've got somebody over in Japan. So, you know, I can only imagine the phone bill. Let's go to Brent in Japan. Brent, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Thanks so much for the program. I really love it.
Oh, thanks, man.
I wanted to actually just bring up the idea of developmental psychology.
Okay.
Do you know much about it?
Well, psychology overall, you know, is kind of like this thing. You know, obviously, there is psychology as a word, and even as, you know, a science, I don't know whether it's like really a medical, you know, kind of field. I guess it's kind of a medical field. But at the same time, you know, I think it's overblown. I think it's overused. I think it's abused. And I think it's a lot of times used as a means to an end to try to get people on prescription drugs or actually make them think less of themselves or feel more dependent on, you know, a doctor or a therapist telling them what to do and how to live their life. But, you know, that's just my opinion. Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I can see that point for sure, like how Freud was misused, mm-hmm. probably quite badly through the Edward Bernays and so forth.
Bernays, talk about a guy who really just misused psychology altogether. I mean, he really was able to master groupthink and how to propagandize large populations into going along with the flow or the program that the elites were trying to push on the American populace. And that, and he not only writes about it, he admits it on video several times, and he's very proud of his work.
Yeah, it's amazing that it almost seems like he thought it was funny, eh?
Oh, he laughs about it sometimes. Have you ever heard him talking about how he got women to smoke?
Yes.
Yeah, it's incredible. He actually is laughing and snickering as he got. What else you got for me, Brent?
Yeah, no, I just finished a great book, I thought anyways, by Robert Keegan, mm-hmm. and it's called In Over Our Heads.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic idea of it was that, the modern life, the demands for it, our schooling system has not really gave us the ability to kind of cognize the problems that our world faces.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's proposing different ways that we can kind of cognitively grow to understand the problems in the complexity in which they really are occurring in the world.
And what are these solutions? What are some of the solutions that he's offering?
Yeah, some of the solutions being like practice of taking other people's perspectives, mm-hmm. for example.
Mm-hmm.
So learning how to better understand the people around you and how they work with information and so forth. It's kind of hard to sum up succinctly, but it's about another way to kind of educate people. But it's
all right, Robert Keegan. I'll check it out, man. I thank you for the call, Brent. Robert Keegan. I've heard that author's name before, so maybe I've seen some other stuff by him, but definitely look into it. Although my plate is rather full right now doing this program. Subbing in for Alex and really working on this film full time. I mean, no rest for the weary. There will be a replay on Monday of the Info Warrior, but I will be in the office working on my film. So, no rest for me. All right, Bob in Wisconsin, you're on the line, sir. Sorry for the hold.
Not a problem. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
I'm good. You're good. It's all good. Crazy night, huh?
Yeah.
not a full moon, is it?
No, I don't think it is a full moon. It's definitely a full Friday, though, friend.
Yeah. Anyhow, just a couple quick points, if I may. First off, and I don't mean to offend, but I feel I have to correct something you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
But while I'm at it, hopefully I can help to dispel one of the greatest American myths, the greatest myths in our culture, and that is that everyone is entitled to their own opinion. This is wrong. Everyone is not entitled to their own opinion. Rather, they are entitled to their informed opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, support your arguments with data, facts.
I'd have to disagree with you. Let me just say this. Listen, obviously I would love an informed opinion about people, but there are some people out there that say some of the most abhorrent, most ignorant things in the world, and I will defend their right to say those things to the death. I may not agree with them, and most of the time don't, but they have the right to say it. It's just like, if I were to say, or someone were to say to me, I'm a pedophile because I want to, touch little boys, but I don't act on it. And I could say, well, even that if you don't want to touch them, but you've had those thoughts, kill yourself. And I would probably get in trouble with the, NAMBLA community out there. And, I'm entitled to that opinion that they should just hang themselves and end their miserable lives. They're entitled to that opinion that they want to touch little boys for some reason. I have to defend the most abhorrent and ignorant of speech so that all speech is free. No one here is a free speech police. And, as disgusting and ridiculous as, the semantic argument that went on the show throughout 3 hours is to me. They have the right to say it only because we have to protect all speech or no speech is free, in my opinion.
If I may, I'm saying in an mm-hmm. intellectual paper, when mm-hmm. go ahead, talk all you want, babble all you want to your friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you're going on national radio, get your stuff together. Just a word of caution, if I may. Just a word of caution to folks who have purchased in. I've got a quick story here. I just got my Tyranny Response Team shirt last week in the mail. So right away I open it up, I try it on to make sure it fits, then I take a phone call, putz around the house for a bit, and then I remember I have to go to the grocery store. So I hop in the car, I boogie to the store, and grab a cart and start shopping, not realizing I still have my TRT shirt on.
Yeah.
And if anyone's seen the shirt online, it's impossible to miss what the shirt says. I mean,
it's got big, big yellow letters on it.
Huge. Lettering is huge. So anyway, I'm walking around the store with my cart, just planning on grabbing some grub and heading home. Well, so much for my game plan. I had six different people come up to me and ask me about the shirt, what it means, where I got it. And you know what? I got into some really interesting conversations, and I was actually surprised at how informed some of these curious folks were. But most of all, everyone, well, except for one idiot, asked the same question. So what's the answer? What do we do? And I guess I just tell them, you know, I don't have the answers. They have to do some homework. They have to learn how the world really works and determine the best course of action for themselves and their family. And
well, the first course of action I always tell people is we're never going to have that answer until we're an informed populace. So number one is to educate yourself. And, you know, it's funny
exactly.
That you say that. Yeah. If you say that you have the Tyranny Response Team shirt, I have my old school Investigate 9/11 one-of-a-kind hoodie. Actually, there's three of them out there. This is before I did the little logo with the towers and the plane hitting and the thing. But, yeah, I wear this out, and people are like, yo, what do you mean? What's that website on the back? It really is a conversation starter.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, these folks need to determine the best course of action for themselves, but I tell them an informed public is an empowered public, so they need to get informed. So I guess that's kind of another American myth, is that everyone thinks that they're entitled to a neatly packaged answer to all their ills. I mean, sometimes we can be lazy. That's true. But the truth takes work. It takes some personal effort and a great deal of introspection sometimes. And I guess we're not used to that, I guess. So,
No, we're used to things packaged in 22, 44, and 90-minute segments, man. And that is the reality of the situation. That's what we're used to. We're used to people spoon-feeding us information on the television and in the movies and in the shopping aisles, where you know you see Us Weekly and Brangelina, and they've got 14 kids from the Somali pirates and all this other crap that doesn't mean a goddamn. You know, these people have no idea what's really going on. You know, you do have to read in between the lines. You might have to go to page C-17 in your paper to see the story that matters today.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the reality. And, you know, that's why I hit the news wires and I do what I do for 3 hours. I must cover, 25 to 50 stories that happened this week every single show in these little 3 hours. And hopefully, you know, I'm talking to people who are then talking to other people that are sending out links. And we are having this viral effect, because if we're going to stand up, if we're going to get our Constitution and Bill of Rights back, if we're going to hold government accountable, if we're going to be a government for and by the people again, it really begins with us. You know, informing ourselves and coming to conclusions based on the evidence and the actual events of reality. You know, not reality TV. Reality TV is scripted. You know, I can't tell you how many people I've had to, you know, actually lay down to them. You know, it's season 3, I think, or 4 of Rock of Love. He hasn't found love yet. I think he's run through 150 broads, maybe 250. You don't understand that this is staged? You know, this isn't about love. This is about your mind literally turning to mush at, 22-minute, 30-minute intervals.
But what you've hit on an excellent point, Jason. Just one more thing, if I may. Mm-hmm. You mentioned you're going through all these stories and everything, but one thing that you're doing that the news isn't, and that's what newspapers don't do, that's what their standard radio doesn't do, that's what the TV news doesn't do. Sure, they tell you what's going on, but what I tell everybody is ask why it's going on. And that's what you and Alex and so many of these other great hosts do, is that they don't just take the surface, look at the surface issues, they dig down deeper and find out why things are going. So in closing, I just want to say to all your listeners, if you're rocking the InfoWars gear, especially the TRT shirt, be prepared. So right now I've got my DVD burner going. I got to go to the store again tomorrow. So
bring the DVDs this time. That's a quick answer.
Absolutely.
Check out the DVD.
Absolutely.
All right.
So I just want to wish you and the rest of the listeners a great, safe holiday weekend. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Take care, Stephen. Let's go to Don in Indiana. Don, you're on the line. Yes, sir, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, the guy that called in about the pedophile, I think he protests too much.
Let's see him debate semantics with God on Judgment Day about that one. Anyway. Anyway.
Yes,
You know, Alex Stoic's talking about the child protection people, you know, pedophiles, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's something happened to me in 91. I was divorced, actually loving my wife. You know, went into depression, went to this psychologist. He walked in there, and he's just a, man, he's just a flaming, you know, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Second question out of his mouth was, do I have homosexual tendencies? So basically, he was using his position to prey on people by asking things like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? You can't just because someone is a psychologist or they have a degree doesn't necessarily make them a, you know, good person or someone who is not of a predatory nature. One of the things I do love about the internet and modern journalism is Chris Hansen and those people out there that are busting all these pedophiles through, I can't even remember the name of the show right now, but it's an amazing show. And I've been following it for years, and it is all walks of life that get caught up in these things, from B-movie actors to rabbis to priests to guys with three kids and a wife at home and a, you know, $200,000 a year salary. You name it, it runs the gamut, truck drivers. You know, you don't know who you're, when you go meet a stranger, whether it be your doctor, your psychologist, your neighbor, you don't know who these people are. Bottom line.
Exactly.
And it's all walks of life. I mean, there are weirdos and bad people in all walks of life. I mean, you look at somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer, who kind of fell below the radar. Then you look at another guy who killed a bunch of people who was very savvy and not below the radar, very outward, Bundy. You know, they come in different shapes, sizes, and personas all the time.
Right. I got one more thing.
Sure.
If you look up, this was on April 7th. It says, the newspaper article, and this was in Louisville, said avian flu in western Kentucky. And the thing about it was, it said it was not the deadly strain.
Mm-hmm.
But the point I'm bringing is, in the article, you read it, and you go to the bottom, it says, and 20,000 chickens were euthanized. Oh, mm-hmm. There's that word. So now, see, if you got avian flu, you have to be euthanized. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know exactly. And you know, they're going to use it. They're going to use it to regulate a lot of organic farms. If they can't get these organic farming bills, they're just going to go after the organic farmers and tell them they're going to have to slaughter their pigs and chickens because of these flu viruses. That's a way to cut out the small farmer in a relatively short period of time. It's all propaganda. It's all used for more control over our lives. It's multifaceted. It's not just vaccinations for all. It's to take over property. It's to take over businesses. It's to regulate what you eat, what you ingest, what you put into your body. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on the line.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Hey, Jason, what an honor. And long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay.
I woke up to all this 2 years ago, basically.
Mm-hmm.
When my situation is when I got my first laptop computer and got onto a high-speed internet, went straight to Google Video and discovered and said, what are all these 9/11 videos about? What is all this stuff? Started mm-hmm. watching a few, and I launched. And now I've been a voracious student of this subject and have watched many, many documentaries, obviously on Google Video, many of Alex's documentaries, your documentaries, and ordered a number of books. But first off, I was listening to the other caller. The show you're thinking about is Dateline, To Catch a Predator.
Yes, To Catch a Predator. Yes, it's an amazing show. Amazing.
Yes. Now, obviously, you know, I could go down a million things. First of all, I'm catching you here tail end midnight on a Friday before Memorial Weekend. You got to be dedicated, right?
Yeah, right. But, there's no party for me tomorrow night. UFC. I can't wait. Go ahead.
I hear you. But I could go over a million topics. But what I'll concentrate on is a couple of them. First, for those out there who are basically have a significant other, those who are mm-hmm. married. You know, what I've discovered is what happens is one person in the couple, one person wakes up to the New World Order. Something happens, they figure it out, they see enough documentaries, and they snap, basically, and wake up to the New World Order, but the other spouse doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, what are some of the techniques or styles to use in order to prevent having arguments and things like that, but instead to help
bring
that
them around?
Look, any advice on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, number one, you should know your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend better than anybody else, so you kind of know what perspective they're coming at. Try to flesh that out. You know, is she religious?
Yes, She is.
All right. So then you know what I would tackle her with right away is the Bohemian Grove Club. Okay. That's the first thing I would say. All right. You think that these guys are Christian conservative? Let's take 15 minutes. Let's go on the web. I'm going to show you some Bohemian Grove annals that have leaked. You show them the Bush Boys. You show her Newt Gingrich at this club. Then you show her the actual ritual. And she'll go, nah, that's not real. Then you say, hey, well, here's actually a page from their annal where they are doing the ritual here. And there's no, you know, they're not denying it. They all admit it. And, you know, that should spark them some things right there. Then you say, you know, not only that, do they say they're Christian conservative, but why is it that some of these guys that are supposedly dedicated to their wives and love Jesus are homosexuals and then homosexual pedophiles? I'm probably going to get in trouble for that for just saying the word today. And then you show her, you know, the Franklin cover-up, the front page of the Washington Times where they caught this young, you know, young call boy ring in the White House in the late 80s and early 90s. And that coincides with Barney Frank running an underage male brothel out of his D.C. home. All this stuff is mainline. And then maybe she can start seeing these guys aren't exactly what they're presenting. In fact, they're polar opposites. So, you know, if she is religious, pull her in from that angle first and then try to explain to her. You know, if you can get her to, you know, understand that a lot of these guys go as do as thou wilt in Luciferianism, you may not be far from 9/11 being an inside job. I thank you for the call. We're going to take a couple others on the other side. It's the Info Warrior. Back for the last segment after these messages.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow. 21 guns, blacks made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Deliver Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, blacks made of pine.
calls we can get through in less than 5 minutes. Let's see, we're on, I believe, Nicholas in Arizona. Nicholas, you're on the line. Yes, Nicholas.
First of all, I want to say that we at a local level need to start being more involved in rooting out the corruption at the local level, because it's really easy to gripe about Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi because they're, you know, way over in Washington. It gets a lot more serious and a lot more, you know, potentially dangerous when you're actually going after the corruption at a local level. Case in point, back in 2006, I happened to get hit by a drunk driver who happened to be an assistant attorney general by the name of Vicki Adams, and I eventually had to leave the state because I had plainclothes policemen continuously showing up at my door demanding that I basically drop the lawsuit that I had against her. Also, I think, you know, because I'm really getting tired of hearing so many armchair revolutionaries, armchair info warriors who sit there and they're not doing anything. Because me personally, what I'm working on is getting a downloading all the Valix's DVDs so I can give them to the legislators here in Arizona, because I know there's corruption here, and I'm going to be bold enough to stand up and...
Well, that's the way to do it, Nicholas. You know, if you're not going to run for local office to inform your local, you know, city councilman, mayor, this information is key and vital in really being proactive in the info war. And thank you for the call. Let's go to Bob in Chicago. Bob, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
We had talked a few weeks ago. I basically had a question and a statement. The question is, in Chicago, does your radio station broadcast on the regular radio waves? And if so, what station?
Yeah, not that I know of. I don't think I have any affiliates out in Chicago unless it is covered from some micro. If somebody out there is broadcasting me on a micro or a shortwave station out in Chicago, let me know. MySpace.com/Jason Vermes. But not that I know of. I think that, you know, we need somebody to pick us up. Affiliates at GCNLive.com. That's how you pick up the Info Warrior, folks. Anything else, Bob? Bob? All right, let's go to Jim in Arkansas. Final caller of the evening. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
A couple of quick questions. Do you know if there's a companion bill to House Bill 1207 in the Senate?
Not that I know of, but which one's 1207 off the bat?
Isn't that Ron Paul's?
Oh, that's the one to audit the Fed.
Right.
Is that the one? I don't know. All I know is that there are, I think, over 170 co-sponsors to the bill right now. That's what I'm hearing. So, you know, this bill looks like it has a shot to audit the Federal Reserve. Now, I don't know if there's been any tack-ons. I don't even know when it gets voted on. But let's hope and pray that this thing does pass. And at least, you know, it has to be vetoed by the president. You know, hopefully, you know, the mainstream hasn't picked this story up at all. The only reason I've been hearing about it is because of callers, and Bob Chapman talked about it today on Alex Jones's program. And I think last week when I hosted Alex's program, Bob Chapman mentioned it to me as well. But it's something that just kind of flies by. Sometimes I forget these things.
Okay. Second one is, how would you approach your local representative who is not signed on to it?
Oh, well, I would say to, first of all, I would be like, sir, you know, I think that we've had enough with these bailouts and we need some accountability. And I hope that you're going to support Ron Paul on 1207 that is here to audit the Federal Reserve. I mean, what is your position on the Federal Reserve? And, you know, see if he comes up to you or he just, you know, poo-poos you. Either way, have a camera when you ask so you can get his reaction. And then if he says he's going to, you know, sign on to the bill, you can put it on the web and hold his feet to the fire. It's the Info Warrior back on Tuesday, taking Monday off, folks. Little rebroadcast town USA. Don't forget the podcast.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.